Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
I can barely sit still to hold a thought in my head. I think it's the excitement only a free man can feel. A free man at the start of a long journey whose conclusion is uncertain.
All right, so we've overcooked that. I say we, anybody and everybody in the media, because of the prison break. How about we have a TV show, a radio show called Prison Break? You can unshackle yourself, Molly, from the ties that bind you to the Good Day program. This is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. Molly Page, the news sage, is here. Ken Kessler, info wrestler. Rich McFadden at the controls. Our thought for the day today: if opportunity doesn't knock, build a door. I like that. All right, so opportunity has knocked for these killers on the loose. Governor Cuomo says the two convicts who used power tools to escape from the prison in the Adirondacks were bad guys.
Everybody get out of here! There's a lobster loose!
All right, so these two...
Oh, the cow is loose!
Yeah, yeah. All right, so, Molly, these were two bad guys at the Clinton Correctional Facility. Wow. Did you know it was the Clinton Correctional Facility?
I did.
That's all right.
Do you know it well?
No, I haven't been in jail longer than a few hours in my life.
Yeah.
All right, so they scaled a catwalk. They got out of a manhole cover a block away. The two men used a series of tunnels potentially connected to the prison's heating pipes. Who didn't see this coming? And power tools? Huh?
Of course. Who doesn't have power tools in prison?
That's awesome. Like, what did they do? Did they just go on Amazon and order a Black & Decker?
No, it's a Ryobi. It's a Ryobi.
Ryobi?
Yeah.
Right. And just say, oh, yeah, send that to Cell Block D number 9. And
I have Prime, by the way, so I expect it next day.
Right. $100,000 reward. Is that for each one of them or together? I want to know whether it's worth my while to go out and try to wrestle these guys up.
Information leading to the pair's capture.
Oh, that's how come not $100,000 apiece? So I'm making light of this because once again, the public facilities don't have a leg to stand on here. The U.S. Marshals Service. This is a good movie, though. This is a script for a good movie. And we need one because the movies I saw this weekend were awful. Well,
it's
not one good movie, one bad movie. One good movie. The Brian Wilson story was excellent. I don't know if anybody else saw it.
I saw it and thought it was very strange.
Well, it was strange because he's a strange dude.
Yes.
The things that happened to him. And then I saw movie Wahlberg. Awful movie.
See, I told you, and you didn't believe me.
Awful.
I was ridiculed.
Why was it so bad?
Awful. It was. I was sitting there with Meredith, and I was embarrassed to be with her, and not to be with her.
Rephrase
in
that.
In the movie with her, and I'm not. Neither of us are prudes, but it wasn't like the television show at all. It was awful.
Was it extravagant and misogynistic and narcissistic, self-absorbed?
Yeah, that's the. But the vulgarity in it, it was so unnecessary. The story of Entourage, in and of itself, is a good story.
Yeah.
But they went way over the top with sex and foul language, and it was just crap. Ugh, and it's so disappointing.
Just for the reason...
Because it was vulgar.
Right.
It was just way
beyond... Just because they figured, okay, we're in a movie, let's do it.
Yeah, right. The TV show was so much better. I don't know. Anyway, so meanwhile, back at the murdering Who, these guys have been in jail for how long? Give us the story, sort of, Molly, will you?
Well, okay, yeah, we do have to focus on this, Doug, because it is Murder Monday.
Well, that's right, too, yeah. All right, so, I'll make sure we get all the murderers taken care of on Monday.
So, first of all, these two convicted killers escaped from a maximum security prison. It's in upstate New York. Happened over the weekend. Warrants out now for the two. And like you said, $100,000 reward has been issued. The two are 35 years old, 49 years old. They were discovered missing from their cell Saturday morning during a standing count. What they did was, like you said, they used power tools to get out, but they also displayed decoys of themselves sleeping so that anyone walked by their cells didn't catch it.
Hmm.
And what?
It's like a combination of Escape from Alcatraz and Shawshank Redemption.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What's really troubling is that this prison is in close proximity to Canada, about 80 miles just south of Montreal.
Mm.
So they're really...
See you later, alligator.
Yeah, they're really working the borders right now. And one of the guys is from Mexico. So
going to Mexico through Canada.
Woo-ha. They're thinking they're going
to... get to Cuba first and then go back up to Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in 2007, one of them was extradited from Mexico to stand trial on charges, murder charges.
Mm. All right. Is this much ado? So there are two guys that are out of jail. Why this big? How many people escape from jail every day?
Because they're saying they're very, very dangerous.
Really?
Well, they've both been convicted on murder charges.
Stone cold killers. They're really called.
Yeah. So why weren't they in more of a secure situation in the prison would be my wonder. Yes, no, is that a good thing to wonder about?
The biggest question is how'd they get the power tools?
Yeah.
Why didn't anybody hear them?
Right.
Yeah. I didn't know power tools had silencers.
One of the things they're worried about is that if these guys have killed before, and they call them stone cold killers, is once they escape breaking into somebody's home, taking care of them, stealing their car, and then taking off.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what they're looking for and afraid of.
It's not a good situation, no matter how you shake it out, boys and girls. Once again, it's so easy for you to make light of these situations. If these guys were that bad, why were they in the regular prison population? Shouldn't there be a special place for people like that?
Well, they do refer to the Clinton Correctional Facility. The nickname is Little Siberia because of its remote location.
Mm-hmm.
Really harsh winters, so bad weather. And they say it's really difficult to get out of, but these guys got out. And basically the one, Richard Matt, he's a really big guy. He's over 6 feet tall. He was convicted on 3 counts of murder, 3 counts of kidnapping, 2 counts of robbery. He kidnapped and beat a man to death. This was in 1997.
So this would have been a good place for them to use the death penalty. They don't have one in New York. Maybe now they ought to rethink. I'm not a big death penalty proponent, frankly, because most of the time they use it. It takes too long. It's too expensive. And oftentimes they put the wrong guy away. Sounds to me like this might have been the right guy to use it on.
Well, he was 25 years to life.
So, how many? He killed 3 people? Why is he 25 years to life for killing three people?
No, it was 3 counts of murder, 3 counts of kidnapping, 2 counts of robbery.
3 counts of murder. What, he killed the same person 3 times?
No.
3 counts of murder means he killed 3 people?
He dismembered them.
He dismembered them. Ah, perfect. And you only get 25 years for that. I know guys who stole, how much time in jail did Madoff get? It was a lot more, wasn't it, like the rest of it? I mean, he's old, so he's going to die in prison anyway. But he got more than 25 years of life.
Yeah.
What is the matter with people? He got a guy who killed and dismembered. So he got 3 counts of murder because of what? He killed 3 people and dismembered them? Why were there 3 counts of murder against this guy?
I think it was 3 counts total, kidnapping, murder, and the... and robbery.
Ah, okay. So there are 3 different things. They sent him up the river for 25 years. And usually, when you even look at these people, you know that they're not rehabable. Supposed to be a rehabbing facility? Prison is supposed to rehab you? There are some people
who are not. I don't think prison rehabs you.
I don't either. I think the prisons in this country are a joke, frankly. Between the laws, you can't do this, you can't do that. And the fact that there is this, the corruption in the prisons is so outrageous. Oof. All right, so what do you boys and girls think? 888-302-3684, especially those of you who live in New York State or the surrounds, Pennsylvania, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, Ohio.
It might be headed to your house.
Yep, 888-302-3684. Email to Rich or Ken or Molly or Doug at DougStephan.com. What do we have comment-wise on social media on this, Kenny?
Steven says, what about the loud noise power tools would make? Were the guards and the rest of the staff at this supposed maximum security prison drugged, asleep, or on vacation?
Yeah. V-A-C-A-T-I-O-N. No.
And the guys in the next cell.
Yeah, well, they were probably hoping they could get in on it.
Like, yeah. Let me use that thing when you're done with it,
all right? Yeah, right. Pass it over here.
Pass it over to my cell. You got
I just got some IKEA stuff I need to put together.
How do they get power to? Do you realize how bad? They'll fire the warden and maybe every guard in your place.
Somebody help.
Of course
it's
they
an inside job.
Well, there's supposed to be a lot of construction going on, fixing up this prison.
Yeah.
Because it's so old.
Oh.
That whoever was the contractors must have left some things around.
That new hole in cell block number D is looking good.
Yeah. All right, what other comments you got, Kenny?
Kelly says, this is definitely one of the few good arguments for the death penalty. Mm. I have friends in upstate New York who are surely locking their doors.
Yep, good idea. Got one more?
Yeah, Mark says, while I hope they catch them, there's something impressive about prison escapes that don't involve violence or injuries.
Mm-hmm. Power tools. Dun-dun-dun-dun. 18 after the hour on Good Day. Monday, hello.
Hey, I'm freaking out. Can I just watch you skydive?
Too late. I'm already strapped to your back.
What?
It's showtime.
No!
Want to join our rewards program?
No!
Awesome. We'll talk about it when we land.
Bobby!
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobile, Nationwide, Rite Aid, and Hulu. There's Plenty together. Learn more at plentywithani.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist. They're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
More than 65 million people provide care for a family member or friends in need. The average caregiver gives 20 hours per week, with 13% spending 40 hours or more. One quarter of caregivers say their own health is fair or poor. If you're a caregiver, your independently owned Health Mart pharmacist salutes you and wants you to know they are there to help. From medication management to expert advice to just a friendly person to talk with, Health Mart cares about caregivers. Find your local Health Mart at healthmart.com.
Clean up with deals on top quality hardwood floors from Lumber Liquidators. Tired of that old carpet? Replace it with stylish and affordable hardwood, like 5-inch pre-finished oak for just 99 cents. It's easier to clean than carpet, and this week we've got it for less than half of what you pay at other stores. Or get hand-scraped bamboo for $1.99. It's beautifully textured, and now it's 43% less. Plus, laminate and more from 49 cents and 18-month special financing. Now is the time to roll up that dingy carpet and lay down a quality hardwood floor. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Now that Rite Aid is part of the Plenty program, Wellness Plus is more rewarding than ever. Why? Because now Wellness Plus with Plenty gives you a second way to save with Plenty Points, which works similar to Plus Up Rewards, only better. Because Plenty Points can be earned in one place and used for savings at Rite Aid, Macy's, AT&T, Exxon and Mobil, and other participating partners. So if you like Plus Up, you're going to love Plenty Points. Wellness Plus with Plenty. Get your card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
The This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Aha! Aha!
Aha! What a great story.
Aha! Story time, Johnny Cash. On the radio.
Well, I left Kentucky back in 49 and went to Detroit working on the assembly line. The first year they had me putting wheels on Cadillacs. Every day I'd watch them beauties roll by, and sometimes I'd hang my head and cry, 'cause I always wanted me one that was long and black. One day I devised myself a plan that should be the envy of most any man. I'd sneak it out of there in a lunchbox in my hand. Now, getting caught meant getting fired, but I figured I'd have it all by the time I retired. I'd have me a car worth at least $100,000.
I'd get it for a yellow Cadillac,
and it wouldn't cost me a dime. You know it's me when I come through your town.
That's a great story.
I'm going to ride around in style. I'm going to drive everybody wild, 'cause I'll have the only one there is around.
Johnny Cash makes himself a Cadillac.
There's
a 2-hour exploration of Johnny Cash's creative output called American Rebel, highlighted by interviews with his son, John Carter Cash, his daughter, Roseanne, and fans and friends like Merle Haggard and Sheryl Crow. It's going to be on CMT September the 12th. Features archival footage of Johnny Cash on stage. Boy, this would be something great to see, wouldn't it?
Yes, sure will.
It would be a great documentary. They're just putting it together now. On, let's see, what's today? Today is the 8th, right?
Yes.
So on the 13th, let's see here. I see that Urban Cowboy, The Rise and Fall of Mickey Gillies, digs into the musical and cultural impact of film is going to be brought up on CMT as well. So there's a lot of this sort of thing. I have not watched the country music television channel much at all. Anybody here?
All right.
Let's see what we have from the late night shows on Friday. A little monologue fun. Jimmy Fallon. Actually, this is all Jimmy Fallon here. Let's see what we've got.
Lincoln Chafee is the former governor of Rhode Island, and he announced that he's running for president this week. Get this, after his announcement, he got 27,000 comments on Facebook, compared to Hillary Clinton's announcement, which got 10 million. course, most of Chafee's comments were just Hillary posting LOL. His wife went on Facebook and asked his staff if they remembered his password. Yeah, because if a Facebook password is too hard to remember, the launch codes for the nukes should be a piece of cake. That should be real. Don't worry about it.
Is it the dog's name?
During his speech in Texas yesterday, Hillary Clinton criticized Republicans for restricting early voting, saying it had an unfair impact on, quote, people of color, poor people, and young people. Then the Republicans were like, yeah, Democrat. That's our main do not vote demographic. That means we're doing our job, right? Yeah. Rick Perry became the 10th Republican to announce he's running for president yesterday. The crowd at his speech was pretty excited to have him back in the race again, but I think they were more impressed by some of his credentials than others. Watch this.
Was a member of the Boy Scout Troop 48, became an Eagle Scout. I went off to Texas A&M, where I was a member of the Corps of Cadets. I got my degree in animal science.
Crickets. Glad he really saved the best for last there. Like, Eagle Scout. Rah! Potter Pot. I love puppies.
That should make you like him, Doug. He's got his degree in animal science.
I don't dislike anybody. I was reading some blogs from some of my fellow folks. Mark Davis, who's a very good talk radio host in Dallas. Did you see that post?
I didn't.
Over the weekend, yeah. He was talking about his career and how long he's been in Texas, and he likes it so much. And there were pictures of him embracing Rick Perry, who also is obviously a Texan. Apparently he likes him, and it looks like he likes him better than Ted Cruz. At least that's what he wants people to think.
That's not hard.
No.
Sorry. Did I say that out loud?
No, it isn't hard at all. And you don't hear me say too much about Rick Perry that's positive either. 28 after the hour, and good day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. I'm your host, Mark Green. Today with Mother Jones is David Korn, and the National Review's Rich Lowry. Coming right up, Michelle Obama gave a passionate commencement speech at Tuskegee about race. Appropriate or over the top?
Get out to the forest and discover the wonders of nature with your family, just like Blue, Jewel, and the whole Rio flock.
Let the kids connect to their roots. It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah!
Woo-hoo! Let's rock this jungle.
Yeah! Fresh air.
What a glorious morning.
Clean water.
Woo-hoo! Whoa! Great!
And endless surprises.
Yo, this is untapped territory.
How amazing.
Visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for David Korn and Rich Lowry. First Lady Michelle Obama has rarely discussed race, but gave a passionate address at Tuskegee about racial impact and their future lives. Appropriate?
A lot of that address was appropriate. She cited the Tuskegee Airmen and their incredible struggles in a hostile environment, and all that's to the good. The complaint I have is what she's really talking about in these slides are kind of microaggressions, which really don't hold anyone back. For a woman who has everything. She's at the top of our national life. She graduated from Princeton, from Harvard Law School.
I think you're looking at it from your perspective, Rich, not from the perspective either of Michelle, but more importantly, the audience she's talking to. You know, you can take that perspective that you know better, but talking to people in that community, they feel that this is really real. And if she's gotten past it, and she has succeeded to the great heights that you so aptly describe, that doesn't mean it doesn't exist, and it doesn't mean it doesn't hurt or impact other people.
That was your Both Sides Minute. Today with David Korn of Mother Jones and Rich
We are the premier independent talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Lollipops and roses upon you. It's another Monday on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. How are things with you? Did you have a good weekend? Hopefully things are copacetic. You're ready to get your mind into gear. And to help you do that, Molly Page, the news sage, Ken Kessler, info wrestler, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, and the beat goes on. Does that sound like a beat?
Sure.
I guess not.
Not a super beat.
No. Good for you. Yeah, very nice.
All right.
All right. Stand by for news on super beats. Meanwhile, the president and a bunch of guys who represent other countries, I think there are seven of them all together, getting together, having a big old party. What are they talking about, Molly?
And Chancellor Angela Merkel, of course. She's there.
Oh, that's
the guys.
One of the
that's
seven.
That's uncomfortable.
Yeah. What?
Yes.
It's
Merkel?
The first time they've President
the
Obama and Merkel
thing.
Have gotten together since
they got together yesterday. They went out for lunch. They had brats and beer.
Brats.
Them too.
Yes.
So they could
brats
sort of
beer, that's put good stuff there.
All that stuff behind them.
But if you remember, it was 2 years now, year and a half
ago.
Has
it been that long?
When the Germans found out that we were tapping them from the Edward Snowden papers
right. That
came out, they were nonplussed.
They weren't happy.
So I think this is the first time they've actually been face-to-face.
No, they've been together other times, but this is it's
but they're having beer and pretzels.
Beer and brats.
Yeah. Yes, and brats,
good.
Right,
yeah.
In the Bavarian Alps. And so it's a nice setting. It's a beautiful setting. It's like Heidi is there. Really? Yeah, they're there.
Climb every mountain, ford every stream.
Okay, so what's the story, Molly?
Yeah, what's the story, Molly?
I want Doug to sing it.
Follow every rainbow.
Don't encourage him.
Then you find your dreams. Okay.
Well, their first working session will be today. They'll focus on climate and energy. Want to keep the temperatures from rising around the globe. And they're also going to be talking about the threat from ISIS. David Cameron is sending more military troops, an extra 125 military trainers to Iraq to help in the battle with ISIS. So this will continue throughout the day today. They did discuss yesterday, both the U.S. and Germany wants to keep sanctions on Russia.
Really?
So that was the basic talk yesterday.
All right.
So they're also going to talk about Boko Haram, the militants there, and what they can do.
Talk. What are they doing about ISIS, for example? Amazon's doing something. They've pulled copies of a propaganda magazine called Da Big.
This
almost
sounds
like a
rap artist.
Cartoon, Da Big. It's an ISIS propaganda magazine. Author of the magazines is the Al-Hayat Media Center, which was the terrorist group's media arm. Magazines published
blow that place up
by CreateSpace,
which
is actually Amazon's own self-publishing company. So Amazon is publishing ISIS material and didn't even know it, and now they're pulling it. Apparently, according to the BBC, anyway. What did you start to say, Richie?
No, it's just if they know that they have a publishing company, it's not like they're doing it out of some moving target. Why don't they just hit that?
Blow it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they don't really know what they're doing, and they don't seem to care about what they're doing. There is a, well, by the way, congratulations to American Pharoah. Won the Belmont Stakes and the Triple Crown.
Wow.
Meredith says it was a fix.
Really?
It was time that they had a winner. I said, how do they do that?
Why does she think that?
Buy off the jockeys and pay off people here and there. Because she thinks that they needed that they were, the interest was waning in the
horse racing.
Various races.
Yeah.
And in order to get people back into it again, you have somebody like, you know, this horse win. I don't know that much about the horse. What I know about horses, I learned from her, because
she knows
just about everything
horses,
there is to know about horses. And so you sort of pay attention.
She's been hanging around you an awful lot when she starts to get into this kind of conspiracy theory stuff.
No, she's perfectly capable of being there without me.
Really?
Yeah. Right. She's perfectly capable of coming up with conspiracy theories on her own. Okay. So speaking of that, a lot of police action this weekend. Conspiratorialists on both sides. The police are good. The police are bad. Look at this. So let's get to the bottom of this story in Texas there, Molly.
There are a lot of police videos online over the weekend, three incidents specifically. This one was in McKinney, Texas, about 35 miles outside of Dallas, a little suburb there. And they have placed an officer on leave after this video shows him pushing a 14-year-old girl in a swimsuit to the ground. He also did take out his gun from the holster and pointed it at some teens. Basically, there was a pool party in this neighborhood. There were a lot of kids, mostly African American. According to police reports, the people throwing the party and neighbors called the police because it had gotten rowdy and out of control. So in the video, they only show two police officers, and they are trying to get order in this area, and basically the kids aren't listening to them. These are teenagers, and they're not listening to the police. So on a few occasions, a police officer tells the kids to go sit on this grassy area. They don't. He grabs them. He pushes them on the grassy area. The video in question, he is trying to talk to this girl, this 14-year-old girl in a swimsuit. Most of them are in swimsuits. And they're all kind of gathering around, and she just starts to walk away. And he's saying, stop, and she's just walking away. And he grabs her and detains her, and then she wrestles with him, trying to get away. And he holds her down, and some other guys and girls gather around, and they're kind of encroaching in on the officer. And he stands up and unholsters his gun. And then security, another officer comes in. They all back off. So this officer has been put on leave. And
he took out his gun because she walked away from him?
No, because other kids were gathering around, and he's telling them to back off, and they kept kind of coming in. Not really in a threatening way, but, you know, a step at a time, they kept coming toward him.
It was a situation that was crazy.
Yeah, but I saw pictures and video of it. I'm trying to figure out how something like this could get so out of control. Where are the parents?
Excellent question.
Thank you. All right, yeah, that's pretty much it, though. Isn't there some other police thing this weekend?
How do you contain 40, 50, 60 kids that are out of control, and they're the ones that are calling the police because other kids came to the party who weren't welcome.
Supposed to be there.
And wouldn't leave.
Yeah.
And
so that's the right thing to do. I'd have done that if there was somebody coming to my house that I didn't invite them and I didn't want them here, call the police.
But we're going to see this every Monday.
Yeah. Well,
we're going to see some kind of, with more video cameras out there, we're going to see some kind of altercation involving the police, and it's going to be all over CNN and the rest of the news.
So it's a new world order. The police have to learn how to deal with a new world order of media.
I'm wondering why they didn't call for backup. Because there were so many.
Where are the parents? I want to know where the parents are. How old are these? They're 17-year-old kids, right?
They varied in age. They were just about most, from what I saw, most of them were in their teens.
Did one of them happen to own the house, or was it they actually lived in a house with their parents, and the parents weren't there?
Excellent question.
Hmm. I thought this was like a community pool.
You're right, Kenny. You're right. It was a community pool. Yeah.
So who's in charge of the community pool? Is this one of those gated communities that everybody pays a monthly fee?
Right. And then they hire a management company to run the pool.
Uh-huh.
And then the other caveat that throws into this, then there are other families there who are having to watch, deal with, and this party or this, say my family is there, and all of a sudden all these kids are getting out of control.
I don't want my children around that or my family around that, and I wouldn't expect to have it at a pool that is supposed to be usable by everybody that lives in the neighborhood or whatever the jurisdiction is.
When we were younger, if something like that happened and the police pulled up and they had their little bullhorn out,
everybody would run away.
Well, yeah, and you'd say, look, this is out of control. You guys need to disperse.
Right, stand down.
People would stop.
Yeah.
Yeah,
chill.
But they didn't have that. It's just these officers yelling at everybody, two of them yelling at this entire crowd. They're not listening to them.
Hmm.
And
so there are two problems here, at least.
Yeah.
Lack of respect. In this circumstance, the police are doing their job, and there ought not to have been this crowd, so they tell them to disperse the kids. I can remember this happening when I was in college, and maybe it happened to you at some point, high school, college, whenever. But when the police got there, as soon as, whether there are two or there are 20, you just stop. Come on.
Yeah.
I mean, what are you taught? What are the parents teaching these kids about respect? Even if there's a question in general, the police, this is a neighborhood. This is a place that doesn't belong to you. You're there by invite, assuming that, somebody picked up the phone or they sent out a Twitter and said, and said, hey, we're having a party at the pool. Come on over. That sort of thing. But just to have this kind of stuff is just...
Well, and also, if you're having a party and the police are there, the party's over.
Yeah,
I mean, the fuzz have kind of ruined the party, right?
The party's over. So wasn't there another police thing this weekend?
Oh, there were a couple. There was one in Austin, and this video is going around the internet where there are police on horseback, and they're trying to disperse a crowd. And there's a guy who has his cell phone up, and he's videotaping what's going on. Yeah. A female police officer on horseback walks by and grabs his cell phone.
Oh.
And he starts yelling at her like, hey, I wasn't doing anything wrong. And another officer walks up and pepper sprays him in the face.
Yeah.
So that's going around. Now, what's interesting is on this video, the voiceover on this video, the person narrating also says the complaints are that police horses kicked the crowd at least 5 times and that they were running over the crowd. There's no video of that.
Mm.
There's nothing showing that. And most people know police officers don't kick, or police horses don't kick people. They're trained not to kick.
Police officers, maybe, but not police horses.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's that. And then there was also a concert in New Jersey, a rap concert.
Really? Chris Christie there?
I didn't see that.
He's running for president,
Yeah, I hope he's not rapping. Please. Please
Chris
don't do
Christie
that.
Is a rapper.
Anybody see the trending picture of him in the baseball uniform?
Yeah. You can't unsee that.
You cannot unsee that.
It would be so cool if he was rapping.
In that outfit.
In that outfit.
Yeah, right.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's exactly what the race needs.
16 before the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Improve your circulation. Improve your heart health. Improve your body. Everything in your body. Improve your blood pressure levels, if they are what they ought to be, with Super Beats. Super Beats is the easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates, nitric oxide. We were talking about this on our Good Day Health program over the weekend, how important it is to have nitric oxide and how many products there are around now.
What is that nitric oxide?
Bringing in nitric oxide. Thank you for asking, Rissy.
Axing.
Nitric oxide is produced by amino acids, and what it does is open up your arteries. It makes them more flexible so the blood flows more fully to every area of your body where it needs to go. And it needs to go everywhere. It needs to go to your brain, to your muscles, to your organs, to your skin, everywhere. So the easiest way to be healthier is to have blood everywhere. The easiest way to get blood everywhere is to have a glass of super beet juice every single day. Super beets. Comes in a canister. Open it up. Take a teaspoon. Put the powder, the beets, the powder in a glass of water, super beets ground up into powder, and you'll have amazing energy all day long. Great stamina. Three whole beets and one teaspoon of super beets.
Just finished mine.
There's Richie getting it on. Molly's got it. Kenny's got
any.
It.
No, I got some for you, Molly.
Oh, thank you.
Came Friday.
I'll stop whining now.
Yes, please. And if you would like to take advantage of this opportunity for you to have this superb feeling every day, call 800-655-4183. Or you can go to DougLikesBeats.com. 30-day supply free with the first order. And then there's the book that comes with it. You don't come. The book comes with the order of beets. Explains why this works the way it does and why it's the best way to get this. Everybody wants to get nitric oxide in their system one way or another. This is the best delivery method. Like it or your money back, you'll feel the difference. 20 minutes, whoosh, and you'll feel it. 800-655-4183, or go to DougLikesBeats.com. Again, the number for Super Beats, for that super feeling, super stamina, a super body, 800-655-4183, or go to DougLikesBeats.com.
Clean up with deals on top quality hardwood floors from Lumber Liquidators. Tired of that old carpet? Replace it with stylish and affordable hardwood, like 5-inch pre-finished oak for just 99 cents. It's easier to clean than carpet, and this week we've got it for less than half of what you'd pay at other stores. Or get easy to install flick strand bamboo for $2.49. It's two times harder than oak, and now it's 42% less. Plus, laminate and more for 49 cents and 18-month special financing. Now is the time to roll up that dingy carpet and lay down a quality hardwood floor. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
At Choice Hotels, we know business trips start with a choice. Stay or go. You can press send or press palms. Start a chat room or chat in an actual room. Just remember, opportunities won't come to you. You got to get out there to get things done.
Should I stay or should I go?
ChoiceHotels.com makes it fast and easy to find a range of Choice Hotels like Comfort Inn and Suites. So stay with us for business and book now at ChoiceHotels.com. You always have a choice.
Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get
on. Would you like to own a piece of American history? GovPlanet, part of the Iron Planet family and the leader in online auctions of government and military surplus equipment, has auctions every Wednesday at GovPlanet.com. Buy Humvees, cargo trucks, LMTVs, and more. At GovPlanet, vehicles are thoroughly inspected and guaranteed by Iron Planet's ironclad assurance. GovPlanet's first ever Humvee sale is online Wednesday, June 24th. An unparalleled selection of off-road 4x4 Humvees at some of the lowest prices ever seen. Tons of previously deployed Humvees throughout the U.S. for this special GovPlanet sale Wednesday, June 24th. With these Humvees, no demil is needed. They're ready for off-road use. Don't miss GovPlanet's, that's G-O-V Planet's Humvee sale online Wednesday, June 24th. Preview items, see photos, browse inventory, and bid on the items you want right from your mobile device. Just text the word Doug to 511-511. Registration on GovPlanet.com is free. Text the word Doug to 511-511 to see all of the items in GovPlanet's Humvee auction now.
At Choice Hotels, we know business trips start with a choice. Stay or go. You can press send or press palms. Start a chat room or chat in an actual room. Just remember, opportunities won't come to you. You got to get out there to get things done.
Should I stay or should I go?
ChoiceHotels.com makes it fast and easy to find a range of Choice Hotels like Comfort Inn and Suites. So stay with us for business and book now at ChoiceHotels.com. You always have a choice.
All right, we were talking about American Pharoah winning the Triple Crown. The jockey's name is Victor Espinoza. And Mr. Espinoza who came from humble beginnings in Mexico, has donated a portion of his winnings to the City of Hope, which is a cancer research and treatment center in several different locations in and around Los Angeles. The fellow, this is really an interesting tradition, apparently. He donated his entire earnings from the Belmont Stakes to a cancer, this cancer center as well. So he's got two of these things to his credit. And so one would give him a little more credit, I think, just because of that. Never mind, he ran the race and won. But that's good. That's very positive. Sweet. I like that. 51 after the hour. The first thing I met was a fly with a buzz and
the sky with no fly. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
It's a terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Now 53 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. It's Tech Talk time. Greg Steffen will join us in a moment from Men's Health Magazine. Here's the lowdown on what we've got here. We think when there were call letters for WWDC, Richie, isn't there a station in Washington?
DC 101.
Yeah, okay. Well, there's also a Worldwide Developer Conference that Apple is sponsoring, so we're going to talk with Greg about that. Plus, how to deal with consumer calls, marketers, and the expletives that are coming from people who don't want to hear the marketing calls. That me. I'm certainly, that's not you. I wouldn't expect any listener to this program to do that. But we'll get to the bottom line of how you deal with those, or how do you keep those calls from coming in a matter of moments here on Good Day.
These days, moms have their hands full juggling the demands of work and family, especially during the summer. But thanks to some mom-tested tips, things just got a little easier. Parenting and lifestyle expert Raina Saitel has some great tips.
Popsicle offers more than 20 unique varieties, including my personal favorite, the Mystery Middles. They have a hard cherry berry outside and a mystery center, so you can't go wrong. You bite into one and you have to guess what's inside.
Shopping on the go is a breeze, too.
Visa Checkout is partnered with so many stores and is now live on WilliamSonoma.com, where you can find everything for your outdoor living. Visa Checkout also provides consumers with a seamless checkout experience.
And Sniqua makes sun safety simple.
Sniqua performance shirts protect the body from the sun, the wind, and insects. The dry-release fabric regulates your body temperature, and the shirts keep you safe from the sun during all of your summer activities.
Learn more at videopump.tv.
All right, Greg Stebbins is here from say it again, Doug. This is one of those days, about once every two or three months, Greg, I get my eye teeth caught behind, or my tongue caught behind my eye teeth, and I don't know what I'm saying. So I'm trying to wrap myself around the Worldwide Developer Conference that Apple is having, as they do their usual, let's take all of the news time that we can get to promote our stuff, us and ourselves, and the news media is happy, it would seem, to go along. So what is this Worldwide Developer Conference that they're having?
Well, the first thing to understand, Doug, is that this is not a consumer event. It's for developers who develop apps and things for the operating systems, the operating systems for the Mac and for the iPhone and the iPad, the iOS. So we're not going to see things like new iPhones or new iPads.
But we're going to have people who are working with Apple to make a million or two or three on their own just by having the association with Apple.
Yes, and, so, and creating all of the, frankly, the really amazing stuff that makes us love our smartphones.
How do they, when they team up with Apple, how much does Apple get out of these apps? How do they decide how they're going to share the revenue?
Well, you know, that's actually a really good question. I mean, there's a whole business behind this. Sure. So when you have an app on the App Store and you charge for the app, I have to confess, I don't remember what the percentage is, but I think Apple keeps 30%.
Really?
You keep 70%. I may be off on that. Mm-hmm. But it is a rev share model. It's not unlike, frankly, eBay. They create the marketplace.
Right.
They enable you to sell your product in the marketplace.
Correct.
And they take their piece for you taking advantage of
it. A while back, Doug, we had talked about some of the numbers that that whole sphere creates, like the economy, the Apple economy, and how much money people in the world have made because of Apple products.
Yes.
And it's mind-boggling.
It is mind-boggling.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me if we found out it was the 20th or the 30th or the 50th largest economy in the world.
Yeah.
I mean, it creates that kind of wealth for people. And this is wealth that people are able to create without having to come up with necessarily a lot of resources on their own. You don't have to build a factory. You have to have a computer and sit in your garage and be a smart programmer and anticipate something that people will want in the marketplace. It's really a very beautiful thing.
All right. So speaking of Apple, some of the Apple Watch models available in stores in a couple of weeks. They say the order backlog has been cleared. Wasn't the promise for these things to be available a couple of months ago?
Well, they've been available. You've been able to go into an Apple store, look at one, and then buy one online.
Ah, okay.
So you've been able to buy one, I think, since April. Don't quote me on that. But it's been a few months now. Now what Apple is saying is, and this tends to happen with Apple products, when they first launch, there's a backlog. People have to wait to get them. And then at some point, you can walk into a store and buy it wherever you want. And now they're rolling them out into retailers beyond the Apple store
itself. I was in the Apple store yesterday, and when the guy next to me said, "How much is this one?" and the guy told him $1,000.
Oh, it wasn't the $10,000 Apple Watch.
That's when I excused myself from the Apple Watch table.
Excuse me.
They do start at $349, so they are more affordable.
I don't know that I was looking at that one.
I think they're giving away one of them for a prize just for fun.
I accept that.
Thank you, Greg Stebbin, technology.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.